It's time to
the squirrel show tonight. All right,
we're live and recording.
You sure?
No.
Can the internet hear me?
I think so.
The internet couldn't hear me last week.
Oh no! Yeah,
you weren't. You were in.
You were on the show last week. Weird.
You were in a different country last week.
I sure was.
Bora Bora.
How was that?
It was nice but expensive. It is a different country that happens to be an island in the damn middle of the Atlantic Ocean that has no exports. So everything that needs to get there comes there by boat, and the boat has to leave empty. Because what are you going to pick up from Bermuda?
Tourists.
Shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're bringing like loads of like beef, then, or cases of Budweiser, then it's not like you're going to put the tourists where the beef and the Budweiser were. But yes, that is
Budweiser,
true.
Budweiser, what did Bermuda ever do to deserve that?
That's what people, they drink crappy beer in Bermuda as well.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, there was an honor bar in the little, like, I don't know what you call the little room. We were in the penthouse, frou-frou suite sort of place, and they had
dear penthouse. I never thought it would happen to me.
The little area where they give like the you know, serve breakfast and afternoon tea and such. And,
the restaurant?
No, it's not a restaurant. This was all gratis if you're staying on the floor.
Wow.
And,
oh yeah, I've been in places like that.
Yeah, but the booze was an honor bar, so you could help yourself to the booze, but you know. You'd have to fess up to what you were drinking, and the beers they had were indeed, I believe, Budweiser and Miller Lite.
Bleh.
There might have been something else in it. It was one of those.
There's not a lot of microbrews on Bermuda.
Let's just say that on their little like their bar was surprisingly lacking, and the tequila they had was Cuervo Gold. So.
Hey, ice cream truck.
Let's go on our bikes.
What is there? There's an ice cream truck going by your house?
Yeah, I just heard the little song.
Is it playing Turkey in the Straw?
That's
Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter, Jay.
Oh, goodness.
By the way, Brita,
yeah,
I told you an email, but I think I need to tell it live and on air. I really loved your rants last week. I listened to you guys on the plane.
That was nice.
And
I was
definitely intrigued because it's the two quiet ones we're holding down the fort. So I'm like, how's this going to work?
It worked okay.
It worked beautifully. Right. Supposedly Alan screwed something up.
It was Comcast.
Yeah.
A likely story.
You Alan got Comcast. Didn't have enough internets.
Yeah, I didn't have enough internets. It was gasping. Choking.
Your dial-up wasn't working?
Yeah. Dial-up might have been faster. It's one point.
Oh, one other interesting thing that came to mind. I told myself I was going to look it up before the show, so I wasn't going to propagate BS. But I heard somewhere that the minimum wage in Bermuda is like $15.25 or something like that. It's like huge money.
So everybody lives like kings.
Exactly.
That's a living wage. It allows you to, you know.
So let me guess, rampant unemployment.
No, not rampant unemployment, because actually it's practically a fascist country in the fact that, like, when I was trying to research this just really quickly, I found, like, the, you know, Bermuda.gov website or whatever. It was a Bermuda government website about employment, and essentially it was the website you would go to if you're thinking about working in Bermuda and they're going to either – to try to see if it's a good fit, but essentially – when you come to work for Bermuda, essentially you are there to work for Bermuda and you have no right to stay in Bermuda. So if you quit your job or get laid off, get the hell off the island.
Oh, I thought you meant you had to live in a boat offshore while you were working.
No, but I do know that at that little, whatever you call it, not a restaurant, a lot of the staff there actually, when their shift was over, they walked out into the other room into the place that they're staying. They were actually staying in the hotel. So it's pretty crazy. But it was one of those things of the cost of, you know, the cost of living is astronomical there. And on top of that, the taxes are ridiculous. Like every bill's got like a, you know, meals, only ones I saw were the food bills. All the food bills had like a meals tax added onto it. So it's one of those, yeah, you jack up minimum wage. And so the government just gets to scrape more into their pocket.
Sure. Why not?
Who cares if the cost of living goes up?
Yeah. Well, you know, making the minimum wage $15 an hour will have no other repercussions other than no skilled workers will magically have more money.
Yeah.
Alan, you're way more in tune with economics than I am. And even I can see this is a horrible idea.
I think it might have even been Cam Edwards said, like, one of those, nobody has worked minimum wage for longer, you know, for longer than a year in their life.
Yeah. And if you do, guess what?
You
deserve it.
You do know where this minimum wage thing comes from, right?
Oh, it's the unions.
Yes.
Because if minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour.
Exactly. Most union contracts are written so that all the pay rates are keyed off of in some way.
And again,
the minimum wage.
Again, if the GOP were smart, and we know they're not, what they would say is, you know what? We can support a $15 an hour minimum wage if the unions will uncouple from it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. Because you'd hear the gnashing of teeth and wailing and crying, and all of a sudden the $15 minimum wage would die.
I believe the G is silent, Jay.
What, OP? The Ganashin? Ganashin?
Yes. It's not like Gnocchi.
Well played. Gnocchi. Gnocchio.
Let me play the music because we already have a caller.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. They're... It is Thursday, June 11th, 2015. It's time for the Squirrel Report, episode 154. Yeehaw. Well, that was fun.
Yes, that's the first Bueller music.
Let's see what this caller wants.
Can we quit trying to eat the table leg, Cat? Jesus.
Cosmo! We need to make Squirrel Report bumper stickers that says Cosmo is my co-pilot.
Cosmo chewed the wire again.
He's over there gnawing on the table leg. I don't know what's wrong with this cat.
He wants attention from you.
Cosmo ate the collar.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we have several callers now.
Wow.
Let's get started.
Okay. What's our call-in topic, Alan?
This one, well, the call-in topic is whatever the hell they want to call in about. This is MDev with a really noisy... This is not going to work.
MDev.
MDev is running up the AM radio dial.
MDev, can you hear me?
Hey, I'm here now. It's a little less noisy for you.
Yeah.
Are you driving with a top down?
No, but I'm driving with the air conditioning on, which is kind of...
Oh,
turn that off. Suffer. Suffer for us.
Suffer for your arm.
How hot could it possibly be?
77 degrees right now.
Holy Jesus.
77, did he say?
77, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear Lord.
I can't believe you're running an air conditioner at 77.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah.
I waited until it got to 80 to fill up the kiddie pool today.
It'll be 80 at midnight here still.
And that kiddie pool was awesome.
I'm just calling in because the last 2 weeks when I was going to call in, two Thursdays ago, I was in an emergency room, and last Thursday I was on a plane.
Wait, let me guess, MDev. You were in the bathroom, naked like you are, trying to change a light bulb, and you slipped off the step ladder.
No. He is now...
Yeah.
No. M. Divina.
What?
No, you were naked, I was, you were naked like you were trying to feed your pet python a hamster.
You slipped and fell into the vacuum cleaner.
You figured it out, weird. You figured it out. you guys, no sympathy.
Nope.
No sympathy.
So you okay, MDev? You still got the same number of holes and the same number of digits?
And the same number of appendages?
Yes. I got a little bit of a lift. But I'm okay.
Be careful, Mike W will pray for you. Or no, he'll have people pray for you.
Yeah. I'll survive. But I laid my motorcycle down, so
Shit.
Still walking.
That'll happen.
Luckily it was a very slow speed laying down. So.
How bad is the bike?
The bike's okay. Busted turn signal and a good sized dent in the tank. But.
Yep. Welcome to the club, my friend.
Rebel, so they hand out spare parts, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I'll live.
Bikes can be fixed. MDev's not so much.
What?
I said bikes can be fixed. MDev's not quite as easy.
You know, that's pretty how much how I felt, you know. And actually, the only thing that has really pissed me off is I've been so busy the last 2 weeks that I haven't gotten around to fixing the bike. So I have to walk by the wreckage in my garage every day.
Ooh.
I was like, can you really fix that? Or at least turn the bike around so I can look at the shiny side.
Put the good side facing you. There you go.
And I got to say, Jay, that argument you make, okay, I get the spirit that it was intended to, but it was one of those. I had some, you know, one of the moms at daycare decided to rub up against my car the other day. It's almost nothing. I mean, I'd actually think about just not even making a claim on it if it were for the fact that it grazed off of the plastic bumper piece onto the metal fender. So it's one of those. I'm gonna have to have that repainted because that's gonna rust out. So
now I'm guessing they didn't leave a handy note saying, "Hey, sorry about that."
Oh no! I was standing right beside my car, not in the car, but standing right beside the car, watching her do it.
Yeah, and, then you definitely get it fixed
And the nice thing about it was we were at the daycare, so we just walked into the office and just photocopied everything. It was literally as far as that term would go, the best accident I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And
when you're standing outside of your car, it's pretty easy to determine fault. Yeah.
But I gotta say, I have definitely jacked up my body vastly more than this car and done absolutely nothing about it, and it healed on its own, and my car is still scuffed up. So again,
absolutely.
Bodies heal all by themselves.
Sometimes.
Oh, and sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the subject of cars, I was back east last week. Flew into Connecticut, and I need to yell at both Weird and by extension Jay, because you haven't been gone from the East Coast that long. What the fuck is the problem with your roads? Do you guys own paving equipment?
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
I've driven on gravel roads that were smoother than I-95.
Two words for you, MDev: frost heaves.
Yeah.
Brita laughs the bitter laugh of somebody who knows what that is.
And I would actually go a step further, Jay. Four words: don't kill the job.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you fix it,
then we're done.
Yeah, if you do a good job paving it, then it might last for like 5 years.
I spent a week driving through Connecticut, and then we went up to New Hampshire. And the entire way, I was like, "God, this rental car has terrible fucking suspension." And then I was like, "Oh no, the road just isn't slack."
Yeah. That was probably
gotta stop that.
I keep telling my wife, They need to come up with a road sign that says "Caution: Lunar Driving Ahead."
Because most of the roads
around here, the lunar rover had a much better time dealing with.
Yeah, it was not pretty. And then, you know, it was funny because out here in Seattle, we have like one bridge that has a toll on it, and that's the only toll around. So, you know, I'm driving through paying tolls, and I'm like, what the fuck am I paying for?
The privilege of driving on some fucking broke-ass roads.
Yes. Yeah. But you appreciate getting back to Seattle, don't you?
I do. Although, admittedly, the day and a half that I spent at my aunt's lake house, I was like, yeah, I can move in here. I mean, you know, if it weren't in Connecticut, I could move in here.
Yeah, the Connecticut part's pretty rough.
Well,
you want to be New York's asking, little bitch.
Well, the funny thing is, my aunt is she turned from, like, you know, kind of neutral on gun rights to seriously anti-gun after Newtown. So I kind of passively made a thing. I was like, man, you got a gorgeous lake here. Can you hunt ducks on it? And she's like, we don't do those kind of things out here.
Yeah, they do.
Yep, hey, yes, they do.
Speaking of which, I just got passed by a Polaris slingshot. Look at you, Jeff.
Nice. I've been looking longingly at those, MDev.
Yeah, I know. You asked. You were talking about two weeks ago. That's why I had it.
Yeah. There's someone in the area that has it. There's actually a couple of people in the area that have them.
Yeah.
And I keep looking at them going,
if it wouldn't fuck up my legs.
What's that?
I said it's a motorcycle that I wouldn't have a fucked up rig.
Yeah,
you would.
If it had a little bit more of a windshield and maybe a bikini top, I'd be making a deposit on one.
What the fuck is a bikini top?
I was just going to ask that.
Just to cover the roof area.
It's a thing, y'all. Take a
Jeep Wrangler, right?
Yep.
Bikini top is like a small piece of canvas that goes over the driver and passenger area.
I see.
So it's you're not enclosing it, but if it's raining and you're driving, it'll keep you mostly dry.
Kind of like those convertible Broncos from the 70s.
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to congratulate Rita on having another birthday since I missed last week.
Thanks. All I have to do is keep breathing.
She's getting younger now. She's actually 38.
Sometimes breathing is a good accomplishment.
38? More like 28.
Aw, you're nice.
And I'm very glad that she's now officially a trendsetter. You know, now that all the news is about armpit hair.
Yep.
Bye, MDev.
Bye.
Thanks, MDev. Glad you're okay.
We got another caller.
Okay.
Area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Hey, Arctic Elf.
I know that dude.
Hey, so Alan, last week I was really looking forward to the Squirrel Report being an episode of Garfield Without Garfield.
That is such a good comic strip.
I'm not sure you could pull off a whole hour of it, but it's got potential.
Does Alan know what we're talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So the beginning of last week's episode, when nobody else was on.
It was just me.
You came on and you said, all right, and tonight it's going to be Alan and Dead Air. And it was, you have to go back and listen to that first couple minutes. You know what Garfield Without Garfield is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's such a brilliant idea because someone went through and realized that, Garfield only speaks in thought bubbles, which really means that he doesn't speak, which means that John can't actually hear him, but John talks to him,
right.
Which means John is probably just fucking crazy and Garfield isn't talking at all. And so somebody just went through with all the original Garfield comics and just erased Garfield's thought bubbles. And it becomes a very, very, very crazy comic.
I don't know. I'm a cat owner, and I can totally relate.
I talk to my cat all the time.
Yeah. And if anyone was sitting there listening and didn't know there was a cat on the frame, they'd think you were crazy.
Yeah, probably.
Well, people think I'm crazy anyway. Well, thank you, Arctic Elf. I got to tell you, it was kind of a deer in the headlights moment for me because I was like,
oh my God, where's Brita? She said she was going to be here. Ah.
There was no, I knew Weird was going to be gone, but I expected Jay and Brita, and neither one of them were there. And I was just kind of like, okay, yeah. It's just me.
You could do a whole show by yourself. You can totally do it.
Have you met me? Alan Show. It's the Alan Show. It's the Alan Show. There we go. I've even get there. There's your theme music.
I don't know. I think you could. I think you could tell at least a couple episodes of that, Alan.
Oh, man, I do.
Especially given how much Alan has spoken out about his hatred of like single host podcasts. Or the podcasts that have just one host and no guests, where it's just one person talking about whatever they feel like talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like those. I really don't.
No,
totally understand.
Do you, Alan, do you record this in multiple tracks, or is it all just mixed together when you record it?
Actually, what I do is I have, if you want to get a little inside baseball, I have the call-in, the PBX runs on a little board, which the audio for the call-in comes in through a SIP client on one PC. The Skype is on another. They're actually Macs. I don't have PCs. But anyway, that both feeds into a mixer along with my mic, and then I have a USB out into another Mac that actually does the recording. So I don't record everything in different tracks. It's all just, you know, it's all just mushed together into one track by the mixer.
Okay. So you can't just cut out or just mute everybody else's track and just play an episode of just your mic feed.
No.
Nobody does awesome in his own voice.
Especially when Weird goes on a 10-minute rant and everything else is just 10 minutes of dead silence, and then Alan comes in at the end.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would be interesting anymore.
Oh, that actually got me thinking. Sean's listening. Have an entire gun blog variety cast where Sean is just who's really just kind of the Ed Sullivan of the Ed Sullivan show sort of idea, where he doesn't really have to say a whole hell of a lot. He just keeps the show moving. Just mute everybody else's track and just have it be the Sean Sorrentino podcast, and it would be so fucked up.
It would only be funny once, but it would be hilarious with about four beers.
Yeah. It'd be just good. It's just like just a bonus track. This week, here's the podcast. And for anyone who wants a Garfield without Garfield track, here it is, you know, buy her beware. And Sean, just put it up on the website. Don't put it on iTunes. Don't put it on any of the other feeders, feed sites.
Well, see, Sean takes his podcast a little more seriously. So yeah, he probably doesn't want to put it on iTunes.
He of course does not fucking take it seriously. He has me on it.
Well, okay, he seems to care. He's raising money to get better audio equipment.
He's raising money to get a turboprop personal aircraft.
Well,
I wish.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be the bartender on that aircraft. Because every plane needs a bartender. I was a bartender on a boat. I could be a bartender on a plane. You should see my resume.
Can you make a martini on a pitching deck?
Sure can.
That should make it easier, not harder.
You're hired.
Yeah. All you need to do is actually set the shaker down on the bar and just walk away, and it'll stir itself. So yeah, that part's easier. The only harder part is you'd have to do the volumetrics so that you'd have a little bit of slop space in the martini glass, since martini glasses are so easy to spill. You don't want to have a slopping deck.
Or you could just put it on a gimbal.
And just pour it into a boat mug. That's like an upside down martini glass.
There you go.
Or the actual the other the boat mug that I always dealt with was a red Solo cup in a duct tape roll.
There you go.
Duct tape roll was the universal offshore cup holder.
I did not know that.
Hey, as one captain said, there's never been a better cup holder invented. It's modular. It moves where you move. You don't have to, you know, oh, I've got it only bolted to this chair and I want to sit in this other chair. Nope. If you've got a flat surface, you can set the roll of duct tape on and stick the Solo cup into it, and it is not tipping over. And if it tips over, the least of your concern is your spilled drink. You're at that point thinking, I'm going to die.
Yeah. You're not worried about your drink.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for calling, Arctic Elf.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye. So there was an article. I guess you call it an article.
Is that what you could call it?
Yes. Talking about how the whole, armpit hair is making a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. It's been here for years.
And, it made me think that it's probably a good time for a retelling of the Squirrel Report origin story, because we've got people listening that, you know, haven't maybe heard all the episodes and don't know this story. Long ago and far away.
Do you want to take this away, Brita, or do you want me
to
do
it? No, I want you to tell the story.
Okay, so Brita, back in the Vicious Circle days, Brita started looking at the pornography sites that I posted up and said, I can be sexy like that.
I did not.
Seriously, Brita, that's your own damn fault. I like, want Weird to tell it.
I like Weird's version better.
So,
okay.
No, Brita decided.
This may or may not be fiction.
Brita decided to, in truth, Brita decided to be all that she could be in the armpit region and give up on the shaving the armpits just to see how low you could go.
Well, keep in mind, this was Cleveland winter, right?
Yeah, because so. I don't even see my own legs for 5 months out of the year. You know, I see them like when I take a shower and then, you know. Anyway, but here's the thing. If you're a woman in the United States, there is a good chance that you will go your entire life without seeing what your armpit hair looks like. Your own body hair. Because I don't know, I started shaving when I was like 13, I don't know, whatever age girls start shaving. And always shaved my armpits, never saw my armpit hair. So, you know, if you shave from the time puberty starts until menopause, when body hair typically kind of like slows down generally, you could go your whole life without seeing your own armpit hair. And it just struck me as weird. I'm like, this is a thing on my own body. I've never seen what it looks like.
Yeah, no, I'm actually totally with you on that. That was actually part of the whole, I mean, as people may or may not know, as I say to people, my beard is not a fashion choice, a fashion statement. It's a lifestyle choice. Is I've got crazy, crazy sensitive skin, and I could not shave every day. And as a general rule, just hated shaving and just said, you know what? Screw it. And said, hey, let's see what happens.
You're a lumbersexual, weird. Don't lie.
Yeah, I'm not like you, Jay, where you can grow a beard in a weekend. this actually took commitment.
So sometimes it's a morning.
So I missed a spot and I tripped over it.
So anyway, well, back to the story.
The funny part is I spent about a year and a half trying to grow a mustache in college. I stopped shaving and I was like just concentrating and shampooing and everything every day. Nothing. I look like I get a little dirt under my lip. And now I'm at the point where like if I don't shave with a razor in the, you know, with a blade in the morning, by about noon, I'm lighting matches off my chin.
Yeah, no, I've seen how fast you rapidly.
I'm like Paul Salucci. Only not dead. Sorry, Paul.
All right, Sabrina, tell us about the culmination of the squirrel experiment.
You're telling the story, weird.
Oh, I'm.
Well,
she never sent me pictures.
I never took pictures.
Oh.
I know. Well, I'll just have to do it again this summer, this winter.
Do it in the summer.
No. I'm not.
Sit in the library with a sundress on and make it look like you've got Bert and Ernie in a headlock.
Oh, God. Well, okay. Is the word squirrel? I think that's probably the confusing issue for a lot of people because they're like, how are squirrels related to armpits? I just have always, you know, men have furry armpits. And so I've just always felt that they kind of look like the squirrel tails. You know, they're kind of fluffy and so I referred to them as squirrels, armpit hairs, as squirrels. So,
and why not?
Because, you know, I'm weird like that. So I decided to grow up my squirrels.
And so therefore we demanded weekly updates. Yes. On the weekly update we called the squirrel report.
And this was, keep in mind, this was back in the Vicious Circle days.
Yeah, this was a long time ago. I blocked it all out, really.
And we did. We actually asked Rita for a squirrel report.
Yeah.
And so
then the Vicious Circle ended and we decided a little while later that, and this was kind of like in the same time frame, I would think. Yeah. And we wanted to have a show again because we liked doing it, but, you know, we wanted to have a different thing. And, of course, you know, Jay and Weird and Alan and I, we all kind of, you know, we're trying to figure out what type of show did we want to have and what are we going to call it? And Weird, I believe you named the show.
I think Alan actually picked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I resisted it for a long time. I kept on saying, no, we have to pick something else.
Of course, because you don't want to ever be the center of attention.
I don't want a show named after my armpits. But there you have it.
But what lovely armpits they are.
Well, they were nice, but the reason I ended up shaving them off, well, you know, aside from spring approaching and whatnot, it drove me crazy because they were not symmetrical. Drove me crazy.
You're not symmetrical.
I know. Yeah, I know. But it just, like, it would just bug me. And it could have been like, you know how teenage boys try to grow in a beard and they, you know, it's all goofy and, you know, whatever. It could have been like that if I had just left it. Maybe it'd be symmetrical now, but it just drove me crazy. What?
You have to keep shaving it.
You have to keep shaving it.
They start grows symmetrical. I'm making shit up, Rita.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going off of that old urban legend that actually the more you shave, the more your facial hair grows. So if you don't want to be married to shaving hardcore, then shave. It's all just BS. Or just there was a bunch of guys that like wanted to grow facial hair in like, you know, middle school. And so they were like just dragging razors across their beautifully smooth cheeks.
Well, that's one of the things when girls start shaving their legs, you know, when they're 12, 13, with their father's safety razor and taking off a big piece of their shin. Ooh. But we won't go into that. But that's something that parents, you know, mothers usually, they want to delay the shaving for their girls. Oh, if you start shaving now, you know, your hair will get thick and you won't ever have be able to stop shaving. And, oh, you know, it's
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Same thing. Same thing with dudes. And biologically, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Wikipedia says so. All right. So now can we move on to the next subject?
Yes.
Can we talk about why Jay was absent last week and how heroic he's being?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So may I tell it, Jay?
Go ahead, Weird.
So I'm actually doing this just for everybody else's comfort level, but Jay now uses a different pronoun and does not want to be addressed as Jay, but instead as Janene. Jay is Janene. She is a hero, and she is starting her transition as a woman.
I am keeping the mustache, though.
Of course you are.
Oh, God. Oh.
But wait.
If armpit hair are Vogue, she wants to keep ahead of the trend.
Are you still going to be a Republican, though?
Jay, you're a very handsome man. But, and I've said this to a number of my male friends, you would make a really not cute chick at all.
I would definitely not be a good-looking woman, or I wouldn't even be an ugly woman. I would be a hide the children something wicked this way comes.
You could totally get a job in a freak shirt.
Yeah, I have the legs for a shirt.
Your legs are nice.
You could be the bearded lady at the freak show.
Oh, God.
Be like Uncle Fester's uglier sister. Can I shoot him in the back?
That's good.
Weird. I had something to ask you.
Yes.
We touched on it briefly last week, but there is a lab in Massachusetts that has regrown a arm from a mouse and reattached it. And
I didn't read that story, so.
Well,
it's an arm from a chimpanzee.
Would this be like the lab you worked at?
No.
Well, first of all, I want to say that because I've had this question. People have asked me this a lot during my life. If you could, you know, get your leg back or regrow your leg or have a transplant leg, would you do it? And frankly, the idea of like having a leg where I didn't ever have a leg kind of like repulses me more than like another body part getting cut off. But I just want to ask, does Massachusetts have like all the mouse labs in the country, or is that your thing in Massachusetts? Mouse labs?
We've just got so much biotechnology. It's us where Sean lives in the research triangle of North Carolina and Southern California are like, yeah, the places for just any sort of like biotech industry. And then like every place else, like that's if you want to be in the biotech industry, that's really where you want to live, because otherwise you're going to a place that has like one company. You know, the Pfizer has a lab there and congratulations, you can work there. And if Pfizer has a massive layoff, you're not got any place to look at.
There's Research Triangle Park. You're down with RTP.
So do you have monkeys there or just mice and rats?
We have monkeys. I mean, not my lab. I don't work with monkeys.
Do you ever spank the monkeys?
I don't have the security clearance to go in. So
how about shocking?
But actually, hilariously enough, is they do as part of their environmental enrichment, show them Disney movies.
Oh, God.
Aww.
Yeah, but it's Tarzan all the time.
And wow. And one of my coworkers used to be an animal tech there, so he was actually like changing the cages and stuff like that. And he definitely walked in on a monkey beating off to Lady and the Tramp.
Oh no!
Yeah, I can see that happening.
A monkey spanking the monkey.
Yeah. Wait, can you see that happening in your memory, Alan? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
Alan's so old, he remembers Evolution.
Lady and the Tramp, a special movie for you, Alan?
It's the meatball scene.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, I'm a romantic. What can I say?
Well, it's the meatball scene. Time to rough up the subject.
It's the eyes.
If kind eyes.
Yes.
Kind eyes. Oh, this is such a good show. This is the best show ever.
Oh man. So do you want to talk about defaulting on your college loans or paying paying criminals not to commit crimes? I can't decide which one's dumber.
Because I can come off the turnbuckle on either one of them.
Let's go with the college thing because I can rant on that for a while.
Oh. All right, who's starting with this one?
Why didn't Jay start? Because he wrote a blog post about it.
I wrote blog posts on both of these just because I'm at the point now with blogging. I do the weekly car pick, and whenever something really pisses me off, pretty much that's about it. And both of these really just hit that nerve that just the forehead vein starts throbbing and the fingers start getting angry on the keyboard. And just – wait, which one were we doing again? It really doesn't matter. The student loan?
Yeah.
So this apparently this person, Lee Siegel, is apparently known for something. I don't know what it is.
He's like famous on the internet.
Something like that. And he penned this op-ed to the New York Times about why he's glad he defaulted on his student loans. And you read it. And he's like, he went to a small private college and his parents got divorced and he could have taken a job to pay his loans back, but that would have stifled his creativity. I'm like, so you're a narcissistic asshole. That's your problem. And you stiffed it to the bank and his whole thing is, oh, those evil banks, they make it so easy to get a loan and they have terms. Yeah, no shit, moron. The fuck is wrong with you? You go to the bank, you're 17 years old, you want them to front you at a fucking private university, and you're shocked that they want you to pay it back? Fucking planet do you live on?
Well, I had a problem with the article in the first place, because he says he defaulted on his loans, but you don't get to default on student loans. Well, I guess you can default. You can not pay them.
You, I guess, declare bankruptcy?
No. They are
really?
Student loans are not dischargeable in bankruptcy.
Alan, because I paid mine.
Yeah, I know. I did too. Because
I'm a responsible person.
Yeah. Several decades ago, Congress passed a bill and the president signed it that basically it was in the middle of that whole credit reorganization crap they did. But basically they made it where student loans, you cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. They're the only.
Interesting.
Basically the only thing, I think, other than, I think, maybe taxes. Like if you own,
really, that makes sense
debt.
When you think about it. Because otherwise you would just, you know, max out your student loans.
Oh, yeah.
Get your degree and then poof,
yeah.
Declare bankruptcy.
Exactly.
7 years, you graduate at 22 with, you know, the college degree.
Yep.
By 29, everything's gone. And, which is right when people start settling down and buying houses and shit.
Exactly. And in those intervening years, you didn't need credit for anything anyway.
Exactly. You live in an apartment.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's you might have to drive an older car. Ooh, no.
Yeah.
Guess what? I drove a series of shit boxes because I was paying my bills off.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and then that segues into the whole thing about, you know, the college and.
The banks are the problem. The banks are the problem. Fucking Elizabeth Warren made $350,000 for teaching one class. Don't tell me that banks are the problem.
Well, not even that, but you have people going to college that don't need to be going to college. I mean, okay, here's the thing. College is an investment. It's an investment in your time, an investment in your money, and you don't make investments that you know are going to lose money. So if you are taking, you know, it is completely reasonable to take a loan as an investment if you're going to use it to make money and pay off the loan. For instance, if you're going into business, you get a business loan to set up a business and you pay off the loan with the profits from the business, right? People do it all the time, every day, day in and day out. And if you are going into, you know, chemistry or, you know, some other field where you're going to make money, then taking a loan to go to college makes a certain amount of sense because you'll have a decent paying job and you'll be able to pay it off. Taking a loan to get any humanities degree is insane.
Well, I did a little bit of research before I wrote my post because I remember what I paid for college. You know, it was about $3,000 a semester, and that was tuition, fees, room, and board when I started. And it rose steadily my 4 years there.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay, so it was $6,000 my freshman year, 1988. I looked up what a new car, the average price of a new car in 1988 was $10,500.
Yep.
So that means my college tuition was a little bit more than half the price of the average used car, average new car, I'm sorry. Today, UMass Amherst, which is a good school, don't get me wrong, but it's not Harvard, it's $25,000 a year.
Damn.
$25,000. That is a fucking Toyota Camry or a Honda Accord. That is a damn good car every year. So, no, it's not the banks.
And then, of course, you've also got an interesting other angle, too. As you said, it's not Harvard. Well, except for Harvard grad is still probably one of the most prestigious universities in the country. But Harvard undergrad is fucking terrible because all they've got is all of these highfalutin, you know, big name professors that do not want to be sitting around teaching, you know, biology 100 or, you know, basic lit and, telling people how to use a semicolon. No, they want to be doing research. They want to be writing papers. They want to be writing grants. They want to be doing the prestigious stuff that got their names that turned them into the big swinging dicks that got Harvard to want them in the first place. You know, they can't just turn it off and just be a regular old teacher.
They
and
might so teach because, one graduate seminar a semester.
Well, no, but that's what you say. Graduate is they will be in like the graduate level stuff, but for the undergrads, stuff, it's all the TAs that are being supervised by this guy. So you never actually get to see an actual, an actual PhD.
You know, I there's a trick I learned in college.
Five simple tricks from Alan. Number three will blow your mind.
That's right. If you want to get like, okay, my major was economics. And what I discovered was they don't hire, because enrollment in the summer is lower, they don't hire TAs and TFs to teach the classes in the summer. The actual professors teach the classes. So what you do is take the intro level classes in your major in the summer. That way you get the actual professors to teach the class instead of the TAs.
Interesting.
Or you can do is you can go to a podunk state school like I do, and it's all the professors.
Oh, well, I went to a podunk state school too, and they had TAs teaching all the freshman classes.
Yes, I went to a little tiny college, and there weren't any TAs.
I was a TA, damn it.
That's how small we were. I was a TA, too, when I was
at university. I had a few, like, stuff that was outside my discipline that was taught by TAs. But all my core science courses were all taught by, the actual professor.
Yeah, I think that's probably it, Weird, now that you mention it. It's because it was biology.
Yeah.
Science at a small school. They just...
But again, it boils down to we took the friggin' hard classes because, hey, guess what? You know, it's like I said, when I graduated, I said this before, and my snickering about the fact that I'm mad at Marco for being the fact that he was born in goddamn Germany and is a German and German is his first language, and yet he writes English better than I am and has got this great book series that he's written that's making him tons of money. And all that. I am legitimately jealous of the bastard because when I graduated high school, I had two essentially big things is I could either become a marine biologist or I could become a writer. Those were the two careers that I absolutely positively wanted to do. And I overall stated, well, I know I can get a job in marine biology if I get a degree in that. I don't know what the degree would do me for writing fiction in writing. And Marco doesn't have a creative writing degree. That's for sure.
I would say a creative writing degree would probably be a huge negative if you wanted to write fiction.
Now, to be fair, I think about the fact that I think I could probably – my writing is terrible. I in no way deserve to be a writer, and it's not one of those things of the, oh, if I wasn't looking after the baby and doing all this sciencing, oh, I'd be cranking out these great novels. No, I wouldn't. But maybe if I took I bet you some courses could have hammered out some of the missing pieces that I've got in my skill set.
Probably not.
But probably not. You're right. But again, I chose to take the harder course load because I knew it could get me a job, and therefore the money I was shelling out to college would actually – I would actually see it again.
And that's the point. It's an investment. Yeah. You don't make investments that are guaranteed to lose money. And if you spend $80,000 to get an undergraduate degree in women's studies, what are you going to do?
You're going to teach women's studies?
I guess.
Yeah.
If you can get a job doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. But of course, also that's one of those you're diving. And it's also the reason why I was a marine biologist. I made more money in marine biology than I paid for college. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And then I now am using it for my mouse work stuff. But again, I got out of the mouse work stuff because marine biology is almost, you know, is a very, very optimistic view of the teach women's studies sort of situation. Is it's just state, essentially marine biology is state and government jobs. And so
women's studies is not what I was led to believe it was. I'm just saying.
Dear Penthouse Forum. I enrolled at Harvard University in the women's studies program.
So
there's your first and second mistake.
So so the moral of the story is don't go to college. And I mean, if you're independently wealthy or you can afford to pay cash,
right,
for a poetry degree, and that's what you want, then more power to you. Just don't go into debt for it.
That was part of the whole thing. Is, you know, the gist of the op-ed was, you know, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody defaulted on their loans and then they'd have to fix the system? No, you fucking dolt. If everybody defaulted on their loans, they wouldn't make loans. And then you know who'd go to college? The obscenely wealthy. And that's it. And then you fucking ivory tower meatheads would be whining about how, oh, college has just been the wealthy. Oh, fuck you.
You know what they need to do?
need a fucking extinction event. That's what we need.
Well, you know why a college degree got to be the required thing, right?
So wealthy heiresses could marry properly?
No. Back in the old days, you didn't have to have a college degree to be a supervisor, boss, manager, or whatever in business. You know, nobody went to business school. You got a job, you worked your way up in the company, and if you were competent, you got promoted. Well, they used to do these things called IQ tests when you hired on someplace. Yeah, Sean Sorrentino in chat. He's the same thing. They outlawed it. Yeah, exactly. He's going exactly where I was. They outlawed IQ tests. So the college degree is a proxy for the IQ test. That is now illegal. So all these positions where they used to be able to give you an IQ test to see if you were smart enough to be the boss, they can't do that anymore. So they just make everything. If you want to be in management, got to have a college degree. Doesn't matter what, they don't care. It's just it's a test to see if you can accomplish something.
Well, also it's got to have something also to do with the fact that the high school diploma went from, you know, you actually, you know, had some skills coming out of high school.
Well, that's another story. Yeah.
That's my general philosophy of this, like, whole, like, everybody go to college, everybody get a degree, and the whole, you know, bullshit scenario that at least I was as a kid fed of the, if you get a degree, no, like, there's no bad choices. Just if you get a degree, you will make lots more money than someone who didn't get a degree, was just hammered into us.
And in the 50s and 60s, that was probably true.
In the 50s and 60s, it was absolutely true because very few people got college degrees. And so you really stood out when you had college degrees.
Right.
You actually had something prestigious.
You were the college boy.
Yeah, but now they turn around to it. Is your freshman year of college is the 13th grade.
Yep.
It is just you leave middle school and you take the summer off and then you come back to a different building. We call it high school. And instead of it being 8th grade, now you're a freshman. And then you become a senior and you graduate and then you go to another building. And now you're a freshman again, but now it's called college.
Yeah. And mom and dad aren't there to make sure you do your homework or shower.
Yes. Yes. Which means you're drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning and then fail out.
And you smell bad all day.
Well, you know, there's also the thing about, you know, they did this all the studies that are, oh yeah, college, you know, college people with college degrees make more money. So we need to make sure more people get college degrees, which is completely post-hoc fallacy reasoning.
Yeah. Oh, and college is a basic human right, as is Wi-Fi.
Right. Okay. We have a caller.
Oh, yay.
Area code 305. Hello.
It's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis.
Radis so, with his major award.
Yes, and it's poster size. So if you want to have that printed, go ahead.
Awesome.
Should I expect it in the mail?
You can put it anywhere you want.
Anywhere I want.
That sounds dirty.
Put it on the wall of the library. I'm sorry, library.
The library, yep.
Yes, it's a major award. But which squirrel did you like? Which one? You like the one next to the award? Or the guy
I like the one
wall?
Next to the award. He's very suave looking with his martini.
I like the squirrel with the martini too.
Yeah. And it's an acorn.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
With his squirrel of corn.
Yeah.
We don't know how you do it, but we like it.
Yep.
Well, it's not that easy, but it's easy enough. It just takes a little time.
Very cute.
I like that it's a gray squirrel too.
They make other kinds?
Yeah,
yes.
There's red ones and black ones.
And there's also the reticulated squirrel.
The what?
They live in the Caribbean.
What about the flying squirrels?
Ooh.
Rocky.
And the land sloth.
Land sloth.
They were huge. Have you ever seen one of those in like a natural history museum?
I've seen the bones of them. Yeah, they were huge.
Badass. I'd love to have seen one in real life.
Yeah, about 100,000 years ago, you could have.
I would officially be like my daughter at the bear exhibit at the zoo, which is she's blowing kisses at these gigantic animals with sharp teeth.
You'd want to run up and hug one and give it pat-pats.
I absolutely would. Oh, my God.
It's a land sloth! I love you!
Maybe if I scratch his belly, he'll lick my face with his long prehensile tongue.
Oh, God.
I'm sure Radis called for a reason.
I'm sure he did.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
you know, you don't need a reason to call in. That's the beauty of the squad.
Yeah, this has been a good show for callers. Congratulations, callers.
Yeah, I called because, you know, it was getting a little too serious there. Nice J rant, but it was just a little too serious here at the end.
Yeah, we can't have that.
The J rant.
What, just because I want an extinction event?
Or a flying predator.
The problem is with an extinction event, it'd probably kill all the wrong people.
No, because we're ready. Oh, sorry. Was that out loud? Oh, boy.
Oh, speaking of which, did you hear the latest conspiracy theory was that there's going to be a comet hit or an asteroid
is this
or something.
Jade Helm bullshit.
Yeah. It's the
I need to start sweeping these people into the
NASA actually issued a press release saying there's not going to be an asteroid.
It's not a Toma.
I thought you were going to say that John Kerry didn't fall off his bike. He was actually an assassination attempt by Vladimir Putin.
And of course, Vladimir Putin, once you're dead. And of course, NASA issuing the press release, everybody goes, see, that's what they would say.
That's what they want you to think, man.
That's what they want you to think. That's right. So.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Oh, man.
Fire campus.
Hey, thanks for calling, Radis. We got another caller I got to pick up before we go.
Bye.
Oh, man. This one is Jason.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Need to turn down the volume. Finally get a loud caller.
Yep. Live and on the road right now. I just passed Alan's favorite Bucky, and now I'm heading to Woody's.
Oh, Woody Smokehouse?
Yep.
Are you going to get some jerky?
I don't know. I'm actually kind of thinking more pie.
Okay.
They
do have nice pies at Woody's.
You definitely need to bring Brita up north next time and have her try that, because if she has not tried jerky until she's tried Woody's jerky.
So what kind of pie are you going to get? Is it brisket pie?
Brisket pie?
This late, probably not. I'm hoping they have blackberry. I love blackberry.
Blackberry does make an awfully good pie.
I thought he said black bear.
Yes.
Black bear pie?
Black bear pie.
Mm. That sounds oddly appealing.
They're pretty gross on their own, but if you smoke them, I'm sure they're awesome.
How do you keep them lit?
Hey, this is Texas. We can smoke anything in my Texas.
You go over to Natchitoches, Louisiana, and get you a meat pie there. I bet you they got a bear in a meat pie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed when Texans speak to other Texans, they start to sound more Texan?
I'm not really sure how I could sound any more Texan, to be honest.
No. I'm talking about Alan.
Alan immediately puts on his 10-gallon hat and puts on his pointy elf shoes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Texas Ebonics.
He has a belt buckle the size of a hubcap.
What can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, I had to comment on the college thing, because it sounded like you were reading the biography of my evil twin. I graduated from Baylor, which is like a very large private school. Actually, I graduated there before it was really large, and went there completely on loans, no scholarship or anything. Took me 20 years, but I finally got it paid off last year, and almost had the credit cards I ran up during that time paid off. And the thing is, there were a couple of times I thought about chunking it in and just not paying anymore, but I stuck to it and got through it. And, I mean, to hear this guy Jay's talking about just makes me sick.
Yep.
I'm not the brightest tool in the toolbox, and I graduated with a degree in psychology, which... only have a bachelor's in it, you're not going to be in a field that you're making a lot of money in.
Nope.
But
welcome to social work.
Well, that's
I don't mean that in a bad way. Just I know there's no money in it.
Right, and I went into it knowing there wasn't any money in it. It's just I like the work. I like doing it. I guess it's kind of my mission in life, but I wouldn't change it, considering my other major option was journalism, and I just got my soul for that.
Good choice.
The two things I could probably do well in, but I would have to sell my soul for, would be journalism and used car sales, and I would probably go for used car sales first.
It's more honest.
Exactly. But it took a long time, and I'm still trying to figure out. Rick Perry said that before he left office, he was going to create a $40,000 bachelor degree. I have not seen that thing since. So, I'm really kind of with Alan. I mean, until colleges get rid of these other crap courses that are basically just money makers for them, I don't think a college degree is really worth it anymore.
Nope.
I mean, I think the only I actually agree with you, but I would only argue is, you know, the same idea of, you know, you getting into your line of work just because that was what you wanted to do. You know, I mean, the same thing with me is, you know, I got it. College was an investment. It was not a super lucrative investment for me. This is what I want to do. And all that. Getting married was the lucrative investment.
My wife's going back. She's got her master's degree, and she's going for her principal's certification. So pretty much from this point on, she will be making more than I will for the rest of my life. Unless I get crazy and decide to go into IT.
Don't you dare do it. It's so much better. It's so much better. Your food will never taste so good. Your bed will never feel so soft.
Jeez. I will take that advice. Thank you, Weird.
Yeah. My work here is done.
Matter of fact, I might even hang up a shingle outside my porch and just become a professional house husband and occasional counselor. Unlicensed, of course. And I lost it.
I actually just clicked over to the link that Sean posted. Borpatch is hanging up blogging, and Alan posted in chat, blogs are dead.
Yep.
And Brita, a smug ha. Yep.
Ha!
Ha! That's right. Podcast, right. That's the future.
I'm getting close to Woody. Now,
podcast where it's at.
Plastics!
Thanks for calling, Jason.
Thank you. I'll have a piece of pie in your honor.
All right. Bye.
Plastics.
Man, plastics. He's all Texas when he says pie.
Yeah,
pie.
That's how you say pie.
I love that. That's awesome.
That is how you
it's
say
like
it.
He said
pie. Pie. How do you
it's
say
it?
Pie.
Yeah, pie.
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 Pie. No,
pie. Pie.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
Yeah.
Oh,
listen to Alan trying to speak human.
Pie.
Take me to your leader. Yeah. Put away your projectile weapon. I mean you no harm.
Acorn. Damn it. Oh, holy crap. We're over.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to talk about the paying off criminals?
No, let's save that for next week. That is a good one. We can make a whole show out of that.
Yeah, we can rant on that one for a while. I don't think it's going to get old.
And people can all prime their pumps and therefore have their dialing finger ready so they can call in and talk about the joy of Boston politicians, just period. That's just stupidity right there. Boston politicians. And the teaser is, the link is in the show, but also the teaser is, pay criminals not to be criminals anymore.
Didn't I read somewhere just like the last day or two where Deval Patrick was under investigation for –
Oh yeah,
something.
He's a Democrat.
Money into a private fund.
Yeah. Has he been to jail yet? Don't all Massachusetts governors go to jail?
Oh, let's talk about Jeb Bush saying something stupid 20 years ago,
smoking marijuana.
You know what I love?
And oh my God, Marco Rubio had a speeding ticket.
Bought a fishing boat.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious that the media is looking into Marco Rubio's driving record.
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
Ted freaking Kennedy.
Well, yeah, if Mary
Let's
Jo
look into his
was alive record. Today, she'd be happy that Ted Kennedy's fighting for her Social Security rights.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I was hearing about the fact that, like, what he got, like, 4 speeding tickets in, like, 14 years or something.
Yeah,
like.
17 years.
That yeah. sounds like so nice.
He's getting one speeding ticket every Olympics.
Yeah. It is,
and they're freaking out about it. They're losing their shit.
Well, they made the total bigger because apparently his wife has had more.
Right.
And on top of that, he got a bunch of them dismissed. It's one of those things of I think I've had the same number of speeding tickets, and I've been driving for about that period of time, and so I've had the same amount, and I haven't had a single one dismissed because they got me dead to rights.
And how many years has it been since Hillary drove anywhere?
Yeah. About that amount of time.
Yeah. Oh, I especially
Hillary,
love the
– Hillary has
– In all
Hillary
fairness,
not...
Alan, the cops can't catch her on her broom.
I like the picture somebody posted on Twitter that was Marco Rubio's boat to scale in Hillary's pool.
Nice.
I
still like all the ones that have the commercials for the boats, the industry video of the boats, and they've cut it over the Miami Vice theme song.
Oh, yeah.
That's brilliant for the luxury speedboat or whatever the hell that the newspaper are calling what is just a fucking fishing boat.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, you
and meanwhile you've got John Kerry with what a $13 million yacht.
That
he docked in Rhode Island that he has no homes in, no port of call whatsoever. And he just had it hauled out for the winter in Rhode Island so that he would not have to pay the taxes because Rhode Island does not have a excise tax on boats.
Wow.
Yep.
But again, yeah, Deval Patrick is under investigation because he's a Democrat and they're criminals.
Well, of course.
That's what they do. They steal everything that's nailed down, and then they start seeing how secure the nails are.
As the governor steps out of office, they go, oh, right this way, governor. Your orange jumpsuit is waiting.
Well, it's actually the Speaker of the Massachusetts House that has that. It's already what is it? We're number 3, and 4 is going to happen. Bob DeLeo is going to fucking go to prison. He's already had a couple of near misses. I mean, it's one of those things of the, you know, I got nailed. One of my moving violation tickets was I got caught running a red light, and my wife was yelling at me about the fact that our insurance rate was going to go up because of that and all that. And I said, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be the only person in Massachusetts that doesn't jack yellow lights.
you might get run into by that way.
Exactly. It's one of those things of just the light was turning yellow. So I hit the gas.
Yeah. If you stop, the guy behind you would run into you.
Exactly. That's what everybody does in this state. And you see people drift through red lights all the goddamn time. That's why they teach you in driver's ed to when the light turns green, the first thing you do is you check the intersection and make sure it's clear.
That's right.
Because you might be in Massachusetts.
Speaking of state politics, Texas passed the open carry bill.
Yay!
The governor's already scheduled a signing ceremony. He won't be signing. So anyway, we're done.
Okay.
See y'all next week.
I just want to see if Maine Constitutional Carry's made it yet.
No.
No, not yet. It will, though. Yeah. I can't wait. That means I won't have to renew my Maine permit. Awesome.
All right. Good night, everybody.
See
you. Good night, Internet.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.